The propaganda war on firearms continues. Take this headline in the Houston Chronicle. Campus carry would cost Texas colleges millions. The subhead, UH and UT systems face $47 million tab that could hurt students' research. Such would be a problem if it were true, but it's not. The entire argument put forth to restrict the effective self-defense rights of law-abiding Texans, faculty, staff, and 21 and over students with the CHL is based upon a fabrication, a lie. The propaganda ministers for these liberal university systems claim that the campus CHL bill, SB 11, requires them to provide secure weapons storage facilities on campus. Big numbers, they cite, in the cost, but all built upon a lie. SB 11, the campus carry bill, does not mandate that these institutions do any of the things they claim. The bill only states they would be allowed to establish rules, regulations, or other provisions concerning the storage of handguns in dormitories. Get that? No mandate, just authority to establish rules for dorms. They could establish no rules or something as simple as requiring any CHL holder living in a dorm to provide his own small gun safe. Or they could just keep the status quo by requiring firearms to be locked in a student's vehicle. Already the policy at University of Houston. The entire claim of an expensive mandate for campus carry is a blatant lie, and it's being spread by those on a public payroll to influence legislation. Equally disgusting. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.